But first, researchers have linked some aspects of memory issues, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease to pollution and air quality. A new study led by the University of Southern California focused on women in their 70s and 80s and concluded that those who were exposed more to polluted air than clean air suffered from higher intensity memory problems. To learn more about how the study was conducted and its conclusions, I spoke with Andrew Petkus, assistant professor of clinical neurology at USC's Keck School of Medicine. I started by asking him how long researchers have been confident about a connection between dementia cases and pollution.
Yeah, so this is a hot area of research. And over the last few years, there's been a number of studies looking at exposure to air pollution and showing in large-scale population studies that individuals exposed to higher levels of air pollution tend to have an increased risk of dementia. And there's also a lot of studies showing that rodents and mice exposed to higher levels of air pollution have changes in their brain that might be that are consistent or commonly seen in like Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So it's been a hot area and a growing area of research, especially over like the last 5 years or so.
And your specific study focused on women in their 70s and 80s. Why focus specifically on women and women who are already of a certain age?
Right. So I think it's important to focus on women because we know that that women are at higher risk for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Just about 2/3 of people with Alzheimer's disease and dementia are women. So we know that women are at higher risk. So yeah, I think that's one really important reason to look at women in particular. Our study design only consisted of women. And so these were women who were participating in this larger study of hormone treatment for postmenopausal women, it was a treatment of hormone therapy for looking at how that was associated with health outcomes.
When you go about checking whether a brain has been affected specifically by air pollution, how did you go about that?
In this large sample of women, they underwent an MRI, a structural MRI, which is basically is taking a picture of their brain in 2004, and then again about 5 years later in 2010. One of our co-investigators on the study, basically developing this metric of analyzing these pictures using a very complicated machine learning technique where they are able to come up with an algorithm based on and looking at the picture, the structural MRI image, and comparing it to people we know have dementia and coming up with a score, basically how similar does that person's image look like someone who has dementia in terms of the amount of atrophy that we see in their image. And then we can come up with a number, basically 0 to 1. How similar does that person's brain look like someone that we know who has Alzheimer's disease? So that was one of the outcomes that we used in our study in showing that women who were exposed to higher levels of air pollution had increases in that score over the five-year period.
You were focused on a particular kind of air pollution, and it's a kind of air pollution we actually see here in the desert a lot here in the Phoenix area, PM2.5. Can you talk about that a bit more, about why that was so specific?
We focused on that because that probably has some of the most evidence of the negative adverse health effects associated with it. There's a larger literature showing that this particulate matter is associated with a lot of negative health effects and also increased risk of dementia. Tiny particles in the air about 30 times smaller than a strand of hair, and they can get into your body in a number of different ways, either breathing it through your nose, into our lungs, it goes into our bloodstream, and then can get into the body and cause disruption and oftentimes immune responses because our body is trying to get that particle and can cause inflammation and a number of negative physiological reactions that are commonly elevated or we commonly see in individuals who are experiencing risk factors for cognitive declines.
Is there a connection to see whether the air pollution, whether the PM2.5 actually brings on the symptoms in an earlier way, it brings them on in a stronger way? If someone is already susceptible to it or already is showing signs, does the air pollution cause the issue to grow more rapidly?
That was part of the most novel thing about our study was, so in our study, we looked at, exposure to air pollution, and we showed that women who were exposed to more air pollution tended to have those changes in their brain that looked like Alzheimer's disease over that five-year period, and that those changes were also then correlated with declines in memory. That explains some of the link between air pollution and declining memory. We found that more exposure impacted your memory, greater declines to your memory, and that those declines were explained by that increase in like the amount of Alzheimer's disease or Alzheimer's disease similarity in your brain. So basically, air pollution caused changes to your brain, to these women's brain, or was associated with changes in these women's brains, and that those changes were then correlated and associated with declines in memory.
Maybe people even had, they lived in different sorts of neighborhoods. Maybe some were in higher income and some were in lower income. Were all those things taken into account, sort of balance it out?
Yeah. So in all of our statistical modeling, we adjusted for a number of different things that are also associated with increased exposure to air pollution. So we adjusted for individuals' income, so individual economic status, but also we ran sensitivity analyses looking at their neighborhood socioeconomic status and adjusted for that. And we also adjusted for clinical variables like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, as well as lifestyle things like smoking, alcohol use, the amount of physical exercise, and then years of education. So we did adjust for all of those things, as well as just the region of the country that people were coming from. It was a nationwide sample, a geographically diverse sample.
Andrew Petkus is an assistant professor of clinical neurology at the University of Southern California's Medical School.